Money.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm starting to think about it out loud.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior?
Surprise, surprise. He ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host.
Yeah, kitty. Yeah, kitty.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
WildTalkRadio.com, where we are going to shake the week off, because that's right, it's Thursday night, and we are here to talk wrestling. We're brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me is my ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash general handyman, and Taylor Swift fan, Sir Rockin.
I wouldn't say I'm a Taylor Swift fan, but ever since The Rock did it, I was like, I gotta play this on the show once.
I am seriously surprised you even have any Taylor Swift.
I downloaded the song just because for this opening.
And you're gonna be getting it rid of it immediately afterwards.
Probably, because this was just... Because you saw the lip sync battle.
Oh yeah, I saw the lip sync battle. It was amazing.
Since then, all I wanted to do was play it on the show, and hey, guess what we did tonight?
Alright! By the way, if you want to interact with us, we're both in the chat room over at wildtalkradio.com, so come over, talk to us, chat with us, yell things at us, have emotional outbursts, we really don't care. Just be nice to each other.
Be nice to each other, and it looks like everything is working now, so we're good, everything's live, and everything's working, and hey, things aren't breaking.
That's
the best part of things. It's things when you go look to see if they're working and they don't look like they're working, but hey, they turn up, they're working, so we're good.
Did you run the show on the social medias?
Oh, did I not?
No, you didn't.
Did it not send out? Okay.
It didn't send out.
See, things didn't work exactly as planned. I had everything set up. So let's do this.
Because I didn't get my ding on Twitter.
Alright. Well, it didn't go out then. So, hey, look at that.
So while he sends out the promotion on the social media for probably anybody that's listening out there right now, I don't know if you are. If you are, hi!
Hey, it was out there for everyone. If people are listening, we're good.
There's the ding. See, there's my ding.
Because I had to type it out again, because it didn't send the first time. And it dinged twice, because it's an asshole like that.
It's totally an asshole like that. So, we have a lot to get into tonight. We've got a ton of news. We've got NXT. Oh my God, NXT. We've got SmackDown. The feels on SmackDown. I'm going to go off. I'm just warning everybody now. And, well, we're going to be talking a little divas tonight, including, do we think the divas should get a ladder match? So, we're going to give you our opinion on that. little bit later in the show, but now I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWWrestling.com and TNAsylum.com. PWMania.com. I'm so sorry.
PWWrestling.com.
I'm sure there's a site out there. If not, somebody found it.
Someone found it. Someone made it. Hey, look at that. PWMania.com. We're streaming live on PWMania.com. We're streaming live.
I'm so sorry, guys.
We are streaming live on Tumblr and Twitters and Facebooks and
everybody take a shot. The host screwed up the plug. Everybody take a shot.
She's a little rusty. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks. I'm a little rusty because, you know, last week I had to go drinking.
For work.
Which is the best reason of all. You have to go drinking for work. Yay!
Okay then. Where? We're signing up where? What?
Yeah, what? So, PWMania.com and TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. I'll get it right eventually, you know. Figure it out. So, we have a lot of really, really, really big news, including GFW announcing their roster, Billy Corgan signing with TNA, people getting hurt, people getting released, people retiring, and, well, tough enough. So, where do you want to start?
You're the host. You lead us off. Because I'm looking for something, so keep going. I can't find something. Just talk. I'm listening.
Just talk. Okay, well, we're going to start with the story I'm most familiar with. That's really sad, but we're going to talk about Tough Enough, because it was announced today. The hosts, the panels, and the trainers were all announced today for Tough Enough. It seems like it's going to be a really cool reinvention of it. As your host, we are going to have Chris Jericho.
With co-host Renee Young.
Even
though she didn't make the press release.
Well, you know, like you do. Basically, she's going to be the host when Jericho's not around. Because, you know, it's probably going to be like the Austin one where Austin was around, but he wasn't around.
Sort of, maybe.
Kind of, sort of. For your trainers, you have Booker T, Lita, and Billy Gunn.
I did mention when we talked about this 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, that I thought Lita would be a good choice.
Lita would be a great choice, and she is a great choice. I'm really excited to see what she can do. And they also, what's interesting is they're going to have a panel, I'm assuming, to decide the eliminations. And on it is Daniel Bryan, Paige, and what's the third?
The biggest name in wrestling history, Hulk Hogan, brother.
Oh, right.
What you gonna do?
I have
do?
A middle block against Hogan.
Because of her time with TNA.
I don't like Hulk Hogan. I don't like having to recap Hulk Hogan's promos. He's his brother every third word.
Well, thankfully, you don't no longer have to recap his promos.
Thank God! Trust me, nothing made me happier than the fact that I didn't have to recap his promos anymore.
He went back home to WWE. Where the promo recaps had to stop.
Yes! It was blissful. Such a wonderful time in my life.
Such a wonderful time in her life. So, to sort of, I thought I had it written down, but I didn't have it written down, so...
How can you not have it written down?
No, I thought I had the full press release written down. It didn't copy on the line.
Why?
What? What do you want? Anyway, this season of WWE Tough Enough will combine the can't-miss excitement of live television with rally show drama as WWE hopefuls vie for the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to become the next WWE superstar diva. Unlike anything on television today, the lightning-fast hour of entertainment and competition will include live results every week, giving fans worldwide the power to decide who stays and who goes the very same night. Interesting. Each week, one cast member will be eliminated until one man and one woman are considered tough enough, with each earning a one-year $250,000 WWE contract.
Not too shabby.
Throughout the competition, the contestants, as Lindsay mentioned, will be trained by Booker T, Billy Gunn, and Lita. Contestants will also come face-to-face with WWE icons, including WWE Chairman and CEO Vince McMahon, Executive Vice President, Talent, Live Events, and Creative Paul Triple H Levesque, Chief Brand Officer Stephanie McMahon, and WWE Superstar John Cena, among others. These athletes...
Get Taker!
He's not doing anything. These athletes...
He's redoing his gym, actually.
I think it's finished. Anyway, so how do we know these things? Each with varying skill sets will be put through a grueling boot camp that will test their physical, mental, and emotional limits in a way that the series hasn't done before. said the vice president of Unscripted Series, Jessica Sebastian for USA Network. Each week, their training experience culminates in a spectacular live event where they will be put in front of their WWE heroes and an audience of fans. In this reimagined version of WWE Tough Enough, only the best will survive. What I found out today, it will be filmed in Orlando, Florida, from Full Sail University, at the Performance Center, as well as Full Sail University.
That's kind of awesome that they're gonna do it in the Performance Center. They're gonna feature it. And what's really good is you can bring any talent you want in off the road to either be a guest or to be, you know, like a guest trainer, guest speaker, whatever. You can bring in legends. You can bring in really anybody you need, and you can do it in the privacy of the Performance Center, and it's not going to get out or anything. At least it minimizes it getting out, which is good. And it also saves money because, you know, they don't have to go rent a big expensive house somewhere like they did for the Austin version. So, good deal. But this should be a really, really, really cool version of Tough Enough if it's more wrestling based, which I think it's gonna be, and it's not gonna be the
it's not gonna be stupid competition based.
Yeah, it's not gonna be more reality show based. It's actually gonna be, it looks like, what it was originally, which if that's the case, it should be pretty cool.
It's probably gonna be a combination of everything, and I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll probably be doing rack extras regarding Tough Enough.
So many rec extras. So little time.
We're gonna do a lot. You're gonna get a lot of content from us this summer. Just be ready. We have stuff planned.
We have stuffs. And this kind of ties into the fact that Chris Jericho also announced that he will be returning, but to live events only.
Yeah, he's doing his summer of Y2J tour once again, where, like he did over the winter, where he sort of just goes around and does his live events. He's doing 19 different cities on this summer Y2J tour, or I should say Y2J summer tour, as he's calling it. He'll be in Springfield, Terre Haute, Las Vegas, Boston, Reading, Singapore, Japan, Tokyo, Japan, Philly, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Ontario, California, Fresno, California, Detroit, East Lansing, Michigan, Bridgeport, Connecticut, White Plains, New York, San Juan, Puerto Rico, and to finish it off on August 30th, Tallahassee. So it's from June 12th to August 30th. You'll be able to see Chris Jericho in 19 different live events, in 11 states, 3 countries. This will all coincide with him doing some Fozzy stuff, which is pretty exciting for people to go see him live, because this is what he likes to do. He's the anti-Brock Lesnar, where he, you know, doesn't show up for TV. He only shows up for live events, not TVs.
But that's good, because they need more star power on the live events, so, you know, he's providing that. Because obviously not a lot of the top stars anymore want to work live events, so the fact that he does is pretty awesome.
Right, and they're lacking headliners at this moment with injuries to people like Daniel Bryan, so it's sort of like, hey, he can help solidify a tour. And right now they need it.
Right?
So
badly.
Badly at this point. So it's cool that Jericho's doing it, and I think this will be the start of, hey, he's coming back to television probably in the fall sometime. Probably fall into the winter. I assume he's coming back for WrestleMania 32.
Maybe.
I would assume he wants to be a part of that show, so we will probably see more Jericho on TV probably in the fall into the winter. Just called a hunch, because he's been sort of mentioning he will be coming. The door is open for him to do some stuff. But right now, with Fozzy and everything else he's doing, he can only do certain weekends and stuff like that. So you take what you can get now that he's involved with Tough Enough. His schedule's even more packed together.
Yep. So we'll have to see how it goes for him.
Yeah, because I think he'll be there live every Tuesday for this Tough Enough. So that's 8 to 13 weeks or whatever it is. So he's pretty jammed up.
But he lives either in Orlando or Tampa, so it's not that far for him.
Well, when he's there in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He has to be in said location.
But at least, you know, afterwards he can just, you know, go home.
Go home.
Maybe.
Go home, yeah.
Go home and be with the kids.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I really have no transition for this. It's going to be really awkward. But, you know, I guess speaking of Chris Jericho, you can check him out on the WWE Network. There we go. So, it was announced that the WWE Network will be doing a free promotion for May, which will include the entire month of May, and Payback, which will be live on Sunday, May 17th. What's interesting to note is that they've changed the wording of the promotion.
Yeah, we paid attention closely on Monday night to the wording of this.
And it says that all new subscribers who register for the network in May will receive the network for free in that month, including WWE Payback Live on Sunday, May 17th. And that doesn't seem like a lot, but they've had a problem with people who are subscribing and unsubscribing on the free months to continue to get the network for free. They figured out people are doing that, and they've put measures in place for when you sign up for the network to stop you from getting the free month, where it's basically like, okay, you got your free trial, you got to see it, now you either got to pay or you got to F off.
Right, and the wording they use on Monday night, come try the WWE Network for free. Try. Once you not keep pay, you keep getting it for free. You try for a month like you do with Netflix, which is what their ongoing promotion is on Netflix. You sign up, get a free trial month. If you like it, it rolls over and you continue, or you cancel it before your subscription ends, and, you know, you go from there. So, I like it. I like the move. Yes, they are blocking people. It's very evident they're going to be blocking people, because...
Yeah, I think they're doing it by IP.
That would make a lot of sense.
Because you can put in 100 different emails and keep doing it, but I think they figured out that's what people might be doing, and so they're actually blocking IP addresses, I believe. That's honestly how a lot of companies do it. I think that's how Netflix does it. So it would make sense that WWE would copy that model of detecting who's signing up where and then just saying, all right, you've had it, you're done.
It's either IP, it's credit card information, all those measures, probably it's on file.
It's something.
Yeah.
Where they have figured that out, and now it's like, okay, you know, we're done playing. So you can either sign up or you can leave.
Pretty much. It's your
choice.
Pretty much.
So just a couple. Well, actually, speaking of leaving, perfect transition. Just a couple quick notes. WWE NXT released 6 stars, including Denzel Freeman, Tony Briggs, Courtney Freeman, Dustin Mueller, Layana Zakari, I hope I said it right, I'm sorry, and Laszlo Vendrasek, sorry.
Sounds about right.
So sorry if I said it wrong. They were released this past week. It's kind of interesting. And another sad departure, Miss Sandra, the seamstress of Total Divas fame, retired from WWE this past Tuesday. SmackDown tapings were her last show. So no more Miss Sandra. I'm so sad. She's amazing.
Her sassiness will be missed.
The sassiness of Miss Sandra is gone. It's so sad. They need to find someone just as sassy to replace her. I'm just saying. It's not acceptable.
Yeah.
She needed her own show with those girls. She really did.
Like, she was that great mother figure type role in the show. She was tremendous.
I loved her friendship with Naomi.
Yeah, yeah.
And she may pop up. Who knows?
Well, we will probably see her this upcoming season because they've been filming, so this won't be the last time we see her, but going forward, she's gone. I know, it's sad.
And just a couple quick injury notes, or I should say congratulations first. You will be missed. You cannot be replaced. Please come back. We miss you. We miss you already. But just a quick couple little injury notes. Goldust is going to be out 2 to 4 months. Sami Zayn.
Hold on. He's shoulder. Well, shoulder. Keyword shoulder.
All of these are shoulder.
Yeah.
All 3 of these are shoulder. So they happen in 3s. Here's your 3. So Goldust is out 2 to 4 months with his shoulder. Sami Zayn is out potentially 6 to 8 months with his shoulder. They believe he has a torn rotator cuff.
That is not confirmed, but that's the apparent goings on.
Yeah, believed. Believed is the key word there. Not believe that, just believed.
Believed.
There we go. Believed. It is believed. It's a torn rotator cuff and he may be out 6 to 8 months. And yeah, y'all want to know how he did it? He did his little punch in his entrance and that was it.
We were on Monday night, we were like, he does the little things well. He sells very, very
right?
well.
Right? We were praising him and then it came out his shoulder was actually hurt and it's like,
oh.
Oh.
Well,
I still stand by my statements.
I still stand by my statements. He sells everything very, very well, but it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, this feels slightly awkward. And finally, the last one that's injured is Hideo Itami, who's also messed up his shoulder, and he's definitely going to be out 6 to 8 months.
That is coming from PWInsider.com that he is out 6 to 8 months with a shoulder injury. No idea whether it's a dislocation, whether it's something from probably from the past, because I don't think he's gotten hurt recently, so it's sort of something where it's like old injuries catch up with you, and that might be the case for Hideo Itami, who was probably on the fast track to get up to the main roster by the end of the year. Now to have be out for 6 to 8 months, that could slow down his progression, because he was finally starting to become the person he should have been. He was starting to really get into that groove.
He was starting to find himself. He was feeling confident. You could tell he was really enjoying what he was doing. And, well,
that injury bug comes in. So, again, Sami Zayn and Hideo Itami have not been confirmed by WWE, but they're believed to be out for a long period of time, and that may screw up some plans for TakeOver, which we will talk about in our next segment.
Yes, we will, but before we get there, we just got a couple other things. Speaking of injuries, we're going to switch over a little bit to TNA. Jeff Hardy broke his leg.
All right, yeah.
He's going to be out, 6 to 8 months? That's the conservative estimate at this point.
Anywhere from 2 to 6 months with a broken tibia, I think it was. Yes. They had to put a metal rod in there.
Ow.
Yeah. What happened to Jeff Hardy was, well, we all know how crazy Mr. Hardy is and what he likes to do on his off time. That's, you know, dirt bike. And he builds, you know, dirt hills in his backyard. And what does he do? Does tricks. Does big old jumps. And, well, he did a jump and didn't make the jump. So when you don't make the jump and you go splat, that's what happens, and that's what happened. He broke his leg coming down on a splat. Never a good thing for Jeff Hardy, or anyone in that manner. You have to wonder, he's one of the main guys in TNA. You would think maybe, like a lot of NFL contracts have, that restrict, you know, their athletes from doing reckless activities on their off time, that TNA would have had something like that put in place for him. But they didn't.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's pro wrestling. I mean, they do plenty of stupid stuff in the ring, so they can't really bar him from doing anything stupid in his off time.
No, you can. You can.
Well, they might moving forward.
But again, if it was WWE, WWE probably has more of a leverage too. TNA really has no leverage.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, you know, Jeff can, and seeing as Jeff's the top star in TNA, or a top star in TNA, you know, you really can't say anything to him?
Pretty much, and it's the bad luck of the TNA tag team titles. They just put the belts on them.
Dude, it's like they're cursed.
Because they put the belts on the Wolves, and then they taped some one-night-only shows back in February, and Eddie Edwards gets hurt. So they had
Didn't he break his leg?
Yeah.
It's a curse.
It's a curse. So they had to give up the belts, and they just crowned the Hardys the tag champs 2 or 3 weeks ago on television. On television time. So it's sort of like, hey, they were going to build a tag division around the Hardys because it's the first time they've held the TNA tag titles. And then 3 weeks later, from television standpoint, he breaks his leg. Which means if he's out for 2 to 6 months, they're going to have to pull the belts from the Hardy Boys. They just so happen to be live tomorrow night on Destination America, 9 p.m. Eastern. Go watch it if you are a TNA watcher, have Destination America, which is hard to come by for most. Because they're doing a live show from the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida. Speaking of TNA, another quick TNA note, because I know we have to get to Billy Corbin and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Slammiversary was announced for June 28th live in Orlando, Florida, Sunday night, June 28th, on pay-per-view, and I believe iPay-per-view as well.
Yoo-hoo! But yes, speaking of TNA, Billy Corgan made it official, and he signed with TNA.
Yeah.
And what is he doing?
Everything.
He's paying their bills, y'all.
No.
That's what he's doing. No.
That's the one thing he's not doing.
He's a smart man then.
He really is a smart man for not actually putting up money into this venture. He's become part of the TNA creative process. He will be working directly with the creative team. He will be in charge. He will be working with all facets. He's working hand-in-hand with Dixie Carter. Years ago, he's been, you know, there was one point, I think there was a rumor he was trying to actually buy TNA.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of the rumors. He also had a project with TNA. He was trying to do a reality show project based around TNA. And that fell through.
Yeah.
He was asked about making TNA a successful touring brand, and he feels that TNA needs a developmental system, but that's a big issue. They need to build talent and allow them to prosper in between tapings. He wants to create a TNA style that will help brand the wrestlers. He thinks he can help in the touring process and wants to help them become a prosperous touring company. Well,
Godspeed, Billy. Godspeed on that one.
Now, me and you. We've watched TNA since, you know, for a long time.
Day one.
Day one. Take a shot. I was avoiding that wording.
I wasn't.
So we've been fans since day one. I still have it on VHS tape, the first pay-per-view. Anyway, old technology. They had a style. It was called the X Division. That was the style they built around while they had their main eventers. They've sort of lost that. Over the years, where the X Division always seems to go, hey, it's gonna be back in the Hot Topic, and then sort of fades off in the background. He's right, though, on the TNA style. You don't know what they are. Because for a while there, they went back to being, hey, we're gonna be a hardcore style. And now it's just sort of a mix of, hey, we got some wrestlers, we got some talent, but we don't really know who we are. So if he can help center that as a basis for who they are, that'd be great, but I don't think, you know...
Sorry.
She's evil.
Yes, I am.
Evil. If he can help with that process, that would be great to come with style, but building a style is one thing. You need the talent to do so. With all the mixture of talent, you really can't hey, we're doing this one style with this one, with this group of wrestlers, because there's so many different styles and so many teams. People in there. You have the Lashleys and the Angles and the Broods of the world and the Eric Youngs to the X Division guys. So it's a whole mix match of talent. He was asked about TNA getting back into the pay-per-view model and what TNA may do in regards to that. He says he isn't sure how that works financially, but wrestling seems to be moving away from traditional pay-per-view. Hey, they have a network for that now. He wants to look forward to a new model that is similar. That jives with the social media age. You want big payoffs, we'll do it at Summerversary. He isn't sure how that will fit into the pay-per-view model. He asked about his new position as responsibility. He has a say in hiring and firings, but in terms of developing talent, he'll be heavily involved. He would love to run it again, TNA developmental system. TNA has great talents, but creating stars and identity is very important. He thinks, you know, his role with music can help and help creating something like that. So it's sort of like, okay.
I think he'll be good for them. I mean, in terms of the understanding and touring, rebranding the company, and really kind of helping the company to focus. Because right now, TNA has very much lost its way. And you're right. When it started out, it was all about the X Division. That was the focus of the company. That's what they were pushing. And that's really what made them different. Was they focused around the X Division and built the company around the X Division. And then they tried to be a mini WWE, and it just didn't work.
No, it didn't. And here's the one thing we need to talk about. When asked about stories on race and transgender issues, you have to go about that with sophistication. Corgan discussed Archie Bunker on All Family that he was a bigoted heel, and it allowed them to tell tons of stories. You have heels and faces, and the heel should use anything possible to get under the skin of his opponent, including personal things like race. He feels this will allow them to tell sophisticated stories. A wrestler should never threaten death, because that will never happen. But you can have a social revolution through storytelling.
Okay.
And go.
No. Billy. No. No, honey, no. There is one... big thing you never hit on in wrestling, and that's race or racism. You don't know. You don't do that. You don't. Do you want to die? Because I'm pretty sure you'll get killed if you do that. Never mind pulled off the air. Because, you know, I'm thinking of their roster, and in terms of a bigoted heel, I know exactly who they could use for that.
And who would that be?
That would be a certain cowboy, and that would break my heart. Because they would turn him into the typical stereotype bigoted southerner.
Because, and you know how, you know, wrestling has with when they touch social issues and everything like that. People like...
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know how that one went over.
Well, yeah, we know how that one went over. Yeah. You know, there's something about you can tie current events in.
But how can, alright, how can you tie current events in when you tape 6 weeks at a time?
Bam! And he's sipping his tea. But, no, you can tie current events in a very general way and make it relevant in that case. But you don't want to go deep on issues like race or transgender issues, issues of homosexuality, of gay marriage, of anything like that. You don't want to go deep into it because at some point you're going to hit which side of those issues you're on and you're going to piss somebody off.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of go broad with it. You can kind of glaze over it. But you can't go deep with those issues. Like, if you have... The thing is it's like, okay, if you have a homosexual character and you do it in a respectful way, that's one thing. That's completely fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that if it's done in a respectful and encouraging way. Same thing goes for a transgender character. Same thing goes for a mentally challenged character. You know, anytime you do a character based off of a social issue and it's done with respect and dignity, that's fine.
Right.
It's when you make it a mockery or a piece of satire that it becomes an issue. And more often than not in wrestling, it's the latter. Mm-hmm. Where those characters are not treated with respect. They're not treated with dignity. They're a joke. They're a mockery. They're made to make... They're basically, it's let's point and laugh at the person who's not normal or not like us. And it makes people... in that position feel weak and feel vulnerable and not feel good about themselves. And it's like, so it's like, if you want to do it with respect, do it with respect. And I think he would try, but knowing wrestling.
Knowing the world today.
Knowing the world today, it would not turn out like that. So it's like, you know, I get that you want to do that and I applaud that you want to do that, but there are just certain things in life in general and wrestling in general, you really shouldn't touch. And especially race is kind of one of them.
Yeah. That's a hot button issue right now.
Yeah, you don't want to go there right now.
Pretty much.
Just pointing that out. So, very interesting ideas from Mr. Corgan. Another quick note, Angelina Love and Davey Richards announced that they are engaged, so congratulations to them.
Congrats to them. Wonderful news.
And, well, we finally have news for Jeff Jarrett's promotion, GFW. The roster was announced yesterday, minus, you know, it was a live thing, it was really cool, except they didn't cover it on their Twitter.
Minus all the fanfare.
Yeah, minus all the fanfare. Well, you know, they're doing it on a budget.
They're doing it on a budget. Global Force Wrestling revealed some of its talent roster in a press conference, say, in the Orleans Arena. The roster includes talented international athletes, former NFL players, mixed martial artists, and more. We have slowly but steadily been building towards this day, said Jeff Jarrett, GFW founder and CEO. The feedback I received in my international travels has been off the charts. Fans are ready for the reveal of the entire GFW roster and they're eager for their voices to be heard. Staying true to GFW mission statement, the roster offers elite professional athletes from five different continents, as well as real stories, real people, and real meaning. Fans will be able to see stars like the Bullet Club tag team of Machine Gun Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, the Killer Elite Squad, a tag team composed of Lance Hoyt and Davey Boy Smith Jr., Tim's ears just perked up a little bit, who have made a name for themselves in Japan as well as stints throughout the world. Also joining GFW are Chris the Adonis Mordeski, formerly known as Chris Messers, South African sensation PJ Black, aka Justin Gabriel, former offensive lineman Quinn Moose I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name.
But Moose!
Moose from Ring of Honor fame, Lady Tapa, and Tia Trinidad. With more names to come, GFW has alliances with 13 promotions in 5 continents, including New Japan Pro Wrestling, Mexico's AAA, and more top international organizations in Europe, Australia, and Africa. It was also announced at the press conference, MMA star and ESPN broadcaster Chael Sonnen will be serving as an expert analysis and analyst for Global Force Wrestling. Chael Sonnen is someone we've talked about for a long time, so Jared, he's not one to shy from speaking his mind, and we're all eager to see what he has to say about the GFW athletes. By the way, GFW Las Vegas tapings will take place on Friday, July 24th, August 21st, and October 23rd. Tickets for all 3 events will go on sale Friday, May 15th at noon, with an exclusive presale beginning this Monday at noon. Go to OrleansArena.com or order by phone 702-284-7777. There you go. By the way, during the conversation with the hashtag GFWVegas.
I'm really curious about this.
Uh-huh.
Because they're bringing the Bullet Club over.
Yes.
And I would be curious to see the Bullet Club. Some of the other names on that list, I'm really kind of not surprised. Because basically Jarrett recruited ex-WWE, ex-TNA.
Go ahead.
I'm happy that they picked up a female. I'm just not sure I'm happy it's Lady Tapa. I was never really 100% impressed with her but then again, she's also still learning. So it's like, So I'd have to see if she's improved since the last time I saw her wrestle.
And she hasn't been wrestling many places from what I've been hearing. Tia Trina, Rosita fame, she is really good, so that's a good addition.
Yeah.
That's a good addition. She's been a Rosebud for a while. The problem with the roster that I see, I don't see the star.
They probably haven't announced the star yet.
But wouldn't you think if you're doing this big roster reveal, you would name the star?
Probably because they haven't signed the star yet.
Because the star is probably off in Japan being phenomenal.
Well, if they're bringing the Bullet Club,
they're probably going to try to work on the phenomenal one.
They're probably trying to get AJ.
Yeah.
But it's money. It's money.
It's all about the money.
But if they got the others, AJ might be a surprise.
Well, there's a lot more than just the two. There's a lot of members of Bullet Club members, so.
Yeah, but they've got, what I heard, the main ones.
They got the main two.
Yeah, so it's like they may bring AJ over as a surprise, and that's if AJ wants to, do business with Jarrett.
Which he probably does.
Yeah. Because Jarrett always treated him well. I think it was Dixie that kind of
screwed
him. Wasn't even that she screwed him. They just couldn't agree to money because they couldn't afford to pay AJ what he needed to be paid. Mm-hmm. So, very, very interesting. We'll have to follow this one closely and see how it goes. And speaking of going, good Lord, Bob Backlund, he's gone insane. Or maybe he was always insane and just nobody ever realized it.
No, we all knew it.
We all knew it. We just thought it was gimmick. For those of you that are not aware, the great Vern Gagne passed away sadly past week. Rest in peace.
Damn it, Rob.
God damn it, Rob. Can't take you in. This is why we can't have nice things.
Right.
So today was Mr. Gagne's funeral. His son was up giving the eulogy. What happens? Bob Backlund bursts in and starts cutting a heel promo on Gagne, the son and the father, I believe. Who shows up to a funeral and does that?
I'm gonna quote the legendary Tim Stein. I don't know. He says, "Don't drink at funerals."
I don't think Backlund was drunk. I just think Backlund's batshit insane. I mean, just legit, just.
Yeah.
He's a couple crayons short of a full box.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, he wasn't quite right when he appeared at the Hall of Fame, I think last year.
I don't know, maybe.
Because they had to come and get him.
They always have to come and get Bob.
But yeah, so, oh my God, Bob Backlund, what the heck?
You be nuts.
You be nuts, dude. Somebody get that man some help. or some medication, whichever is easier, honestly. Shoot him with a dart gun if you have to.
We know an expert who can, you know, maybe, you know, shoot an arrow at him.
Yeah, no.
No. Too royal for you?
Too royal. Way too royal.
Anyway,
on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening.
Sounds like a good idea.
And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about this week's exciting NXT. We have contract signings. We have number one contenders matches. We have so much more. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, you need to experience The Rack. From wrestling news, discussions, and interviews with wrestling's biggest superstars, like Kane, Seth Rollins, Edge, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on RackRadioShow.com.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Eddie might have himself some cig.
I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes.
Dude, the Godfather
of the stream for dying. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking. fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway. All right, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, you fucking gotta be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway for this. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... About to get by by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs.
Woo!
And that means that we are now going to talk about yesterday's exciting NXT. Holy crap.
We actually got that right for once. We usually say tonight, and we said last, yesterday's. So.
I've been practicing. Aren't you proud of me?
I am so proud.
I'm finally learning how to do my job after 3 years.
Right.
It's a learning curve.
It's a learning curve. Over 160 episodes. All right.
Are we really at 160 episodes?
I think so.
Have we really done that many?
Well, we're going on almost 3 years. So, you know, do 52 a year, you know.
200 episodes, we're doing something.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do something for 200 eventually.
Because we totally forgot to do something for 100.
I think. I don't know. Anyway.
I think it was the same time, like, the original anniversary of the show.
I think it was.
and there were stuffs happening around that time with a certain someone, so, like, you and I think privately acknowledged it, and we may have said something on the show.
We've acknowledged different things at different times, you know. We're coming up on 3 years here in June.
We are. Yes, if you'd like the full saga story, go back and listen to the archives over at wildtalkradio.com. One of the many shows, one of the 160 shows that we've done was actually an Ask the Rack, which you can submit questions to. And if we get enough questions, we will do another Ask the Rack, where we kind of explain the whole backstory of the show, so, because we do actually have two anniversaries for this show.
Yeah, yeah, and the one we acknowledge is coming up in June.
Yeah, the one that we acknowledge is coming up in June.
Yeah, I think it's June something, or like June 28th or something to that effect.
Yes.
Anyway, long story short, we're talking NXT.
NXT!
That's where I'm actually trying to figure out how many shows we've actually done. Anyway, so NXT.
Do it off air.
Anyway, did they add more seats to the building?
I don't know if they added more seats or if they moved the cameras.
I don't know. I think they added more seats because everyone, there seemed to be a lot more people. It was lit up a little bit more too.
Maybe.
Looked like it to me. Anyway, Emma and Charlotte opened things up. Emma came out with Bayley's headband and I'm a Hugger t-shirt.
Emma.
I'm digging Emma. Emma threw the headband at Charlotte. Charlotte was injured in the corner. Emma continued to her attack, despite the referee telling her to back away at times, and worked over the leg of Charlotte. Most aggressive I've actually seen Emma in, like, a long-ass time. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing to watch. Emma had Charlotte's leg on the middle rope and just dropped her weight right down to the knee. Emma had the half crab in tribute to Lance Storm on Charlotte. Emma attempted to smash Charlotte's knee into the mat, but she kept her balance, landed on her feet, made her comeback win, which included a spear, which the crowd started chanting, better than Reigns.
Ouch.
After a little bit more back and forth, Charlotte hit natural selection for the victory. This was a great match to open the show.
This was a fantastic match to open the show. I'm digging heel Emma.
Heel Emma is pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Liking it.
I'm liking heel Emma. The new refocused Emma, it's pretty, pretty good.
Yeah.
After the match, the one and the only, Bayley showed up. Fans were chanting, Bayley's gonna hug you, Bayley's gonna hug you, and that's what she actually did to Emma. Thing is, she never let the hug go. And you saw that smirk on her face. I've got you now. I've got you now.
Yep. And Bailey's like, hey, I'm totally not gonna, like, mess you up. And what does she do? She messes her up.
She does, in fact, mess her up. And I was like, oh, okay then. See what you did there. All right then. So she hits the Bailey to belly. Charlotte pulled her off. But Bailey then ripped off the shirt from Emma, took her shirt back. Took her headbands back, and Charlotte continued how to pull her off. Good stuff.
Very, very good stuff. I like the new refocused Bayley as well.
Same here.
And I love Charlotte having to be the one to pull Bayley off.
Right?
Because she's like, really? I mean, really?
Right.
We're in public.
Okay, we like having nice things, so don't mess this up. We then had a video package hyping up Becky Lynch and her championship opportunity, which would be coming up at TakeOver, which was a very good video package, by the way.
It was.
And then they had a good one last week as well. Before we get into the Kevin Owens sit down, I want to mention something from last week because we didn't get a chance to cover the show. They built, like, to get this matchup between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn that's supposedly still scheduled for NXT TakeOver, which may not happen, they did a really good job with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, sort of having Sami twist Kevin Owens' words around on him to get what he wanted. I liked how they set it up last week. Leading to that, we then heard from the champ as he sat down with Michael Cole.
Kevin, welcome.
Thank you.
We could sit here all night and debate a lot of things, but there's one question that the world wants answered.
Okay.
And that's why. Why did you do what you did to Sami Zayn? Is it because it's personal to you?
Well, of course, it's personal. When it comes to this title, everything's personal. Anybody coming after me is coming after this thing. And this, you know, this means, a better life for my family means more money. It means I can provide more for, you know, everybody I love. And that's what it's always been about for me. So, yeah, it's very personal.
So you can honestly sit there and tell me that the only thing that this is about is the NXT Championship.
Well, I mean, it's not just about the NXT Championship, but also, you know, what it represents. Like I said, it represents a bigger name, which equals to more money, a better life, you know, but it all stems from the NXT title. So, yeah, in a way, it is what this is all about. It's me being the NXT champion.
I don't believe personally that that's what this is all about, but.
Okay.
So let me rephrase the question. What if it wasn't Sami Zayn who was champion? What if it was someone else that was NXT champion? Would you have conducted yourself in the same manner?
You know, I don't know what to tell you.
Just tell me the truth,
well,
Kevin.
I am telling you the truth. And the truth is, this isn't about Sami. This is about me being NXT champion. You know, a minute, literally 1 minute after I walked to the back, after winning the title, Renee Young came up to me as I'm trying to cool down to ask me not about winning this title, but about what I did to Sami Zayn. And now you're doing, do you know you haven't even congratulated me on winning this thing? And it's been 2 months now. Like, I'm giving you the respect of sitting here and talking to you right now. And you can't even give me the respect of treating me like a champion and letting me enjoy the fact that I won this thing.
Okay, Kev, you know what? Respect's a two-way street. So first off, congratulations on being NXT champion.
Thanks.
You've gone through a lot in your career to get to this point.
Yeah.
So I apologize. However, I'd like you to show me some respect. And I'd like you to respectfully answer this question. How could you do what you did? Sami Zayn is as close to you as family. Kevin, here's a guy who rode he traveled the roads with you, okay? Here's a guy who you knew before your wife, who stood up at the altar with you, next to you as your best man.
Journalist, right? You're one of those silly little journalists that wants, you want people to go .com and read this headline that you got. Kevin Owens admits to stabbing his best friend in the back because he's jealous. Is that what you want? You want me to say I'm jealous? You want me to say it's about greed?
I want you to tell me the truth.
I will tell you the truth. And the truth is I'm very sorry that I can't give you what you're looking for as a journalist. And I use that term loosely. The best headline I can give you, if I could offer something, is Kevin Owens is a good father and provides for his family thanks to the NXT title. And I know that's not juicy and controversial and just, I know it's not what you're looking for, but this is what I can give you.
All right, well, I guess, is there anything else you want to add?
Follow me on Twitter, Fight Owens Fight. Thank you. You asked the hard questions, that's why I like you. And, you know, I love you on Monday nights. I really do. Enjoy your work.
I love sarcastic Kevin Owens. It's my favorite thing.
He's like, really? Really? That's what you're going to ask me? You know, you're not going to congratulate me? You know, you're not going to actually ask me any legit questions concerning anything else other than why I did this to Sami Zayn? You know, it's like, Kevin's just done.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
It really, really is. Go ahead.
But it was a nice sell by Cole, you know, where he's like, he was the best man at your wedding, he was your best friend, and you messed him up. And it's like, you know what? Business is business. And Owens' whole message is he's out to provide a better life for his family. And that means if he has to go through his best friend to get that life, he's going to do it.
Pretty much. I like the promo.
Yeah.
Bull Dempsey, Rhino is going to kill you, chant. Quick back and forth, Rhino belly to belly, gore, 1, 2, 3, hey, Rhino in. He then issued a challenge to Baron Corbin.
That could be interesting.
Rhino versus Baron Corbin at TakeOver. I'm okay with that. I am really, really okay with that. We then, by the way, poor Bull Dempsey. His stock has totally fallen. Anyway, we then heard from the NXT Women's Champion, Sasha Banks.
Fabulous Moolah, the greatest diva in the history of the WWE. Until I came along. At NXT Rival, I showed the world why I am the baddest diva in NXT. And now my former friend Becky wants to challenge me for my NXT Women's Championship. Now, Becky, I will give you credit where it's due, and I know that you traveled the whole world to try to make a name for yourself. But let's not forget who made you an NXT. And as quickly as I made you, I can make everybody forget about you. Like that. You want to say that this is the start of your empire? Well, to rule this empire, you're going to need the crown jewel. At NXT TakeOver, this right here is staying with the boss.
Strong words from Sasha Banks.
And that's not the last we have from Sasha Banks here tonight.
Nope, definitely not.
We then had a very interesting video package. William Regal signed a brand new talent to the NXT roster, which there was no name given. I believe it was Yuha Nation, who we talked about a few weeks ago. He looks like the poor man's Bobby Lashley.
A little bit, yeah.
He just had that sort of look to him. It was a nice video package. He signed the contract, and then they talked about his rise to NXT, and you know what he's doing, all the sacrifices, etc. It's a good package. It's on YouTube, youtube.com/WWFanNation, if you want to check it out. Our next scheduled contest was Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder taking on Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
Well, maybe not, because we're Enzo and Cass.
Where are they? Oh, they've been attacked. Oh no. Yeah, Carmella screaming as Enzo and Kaz are attacked by Blake and Murphy.
God damn it, y'all.
So we're building more tension as we head into TakeOver as the two teams are scheduled to square off against one another. We then heard from now the challenger for the world, the NXT championship. I was going to say world title, it's not the world title, it's the NXT championship. Anyway, Sami Zayn.
Kevin said this is not personal. Is it personal to you?
Yeah, I think therein lies the key difference between Kevin and myself. It's that Kevin's a liar. And I'm not. I've said from day one, I mean, he made this personal from day one with what he did. So yeah, it's personal. Of course it's personal, you know? And sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. Kevin got it to this point, you know, with sneak attacks and mind games. And that's not really my style, but if that's what I've got to do to, you know, fight fire with fire, then that's what I'll do. And that's how we've reached the point that we're at now.
You've been very emotional over the past few weeks about this. Are you going to be able to take a step back and focus now on the task at hand, which is the NXT title?
As personal as this is, it's personal because of the NXT championship. And it took me a long time to win that. I worked very long and very hard to get it, so I know exactly what's at stake. So focusing is not going to be an issue.
I can't imagine what it must be like for you. It's got to be eating you up inside, considering that you and Kevin were once best friends. I mean, you stood at the altar as the best man in his wedding. You know his family. You're close to his children. But it's got to be eating you up that you don't know why Kevin did to you what he did.
Oh, yeah, I would love to sit here and tell you it doesn't bother me. I'd love to do what Kevin's been doing all along and just tell you it's all business. None of this is personal. None of this bothers me. I'd love to be able to sit here and tell you that, but that's just not true. Of course it bothers me. I've been waiting to hear it from him. I've asked him point blank in the ring. I've asked him. We stood face to face, and he won't say it. And it drives me nuts. Of course it does. In fact, you know what? The match is already set. I would love nothing more than to just find out. In fact, Kev, you know what? This is directed straight at you. Next week, I'm going to come to the ring, and the match is already set for TakeOver, so we don't need to fight. Because we're going to fight a TakeOver, and it's going to be a hell of a fight. Next week, I'm going to come out to the ring. I want you to come out, look me in the eye in front of the whole world, and just tell me why you did it. Once and for all. I mean, you say you're this great family man. Why don't you be a role model for your kid? Show some guts. Come out to the ring, look me in the eye, and in front of everybody, tell me why you did what you did.
Nice promo from Sami Zayn.
Very, very nice promo from Sami Zayn. It makes me a little sad that the match
might be called off.
Get better, Sammy. Get better.
Yeah. We then had the contract signing with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. Lynch talked about her journey. She talked about how, you know, all the things she did to get there. The crowd was starting to get behind her for a little bit, but finally she put the pen to paper. She signed the contract. Regal signed, slides it over to Sasha, and she doesn't sign the contract. Instead, She uses her stamp. And this
like
is
a boss.
Like a boss. And legit, this is how she signs autographs. She uses a stamp. It's amazing. That's taking it to a whole new level. That's badass. That's being a boss.
Yep.
Sasha threw the contract in Becky's face. They went, they attacked. Sasha stood on the table and mocked Lynch and then, you know, was holding her down a little bit, which was kind of awesome. Eventually Sasha was, standing over Becky on the mat when Becky took her down and hooked her into the armbar and Sasha began tapping out. I like this contract signing. This was awesome. What do you think?
I need more diva contract signings and I need them to end like this. Just saying.
This was really, really good.
This made me so happy. Like, this just sold it. Completely.
So, I was gonna play the audio and I thought, nah, let's not play the audio. Alex Riley, poor Alex Riley, another injury. Alex Riley is having knee surgery. He's gonna be out for a while. And he talked about how the fan, you know, the fans were chanting, thank you, Owens, after what he did to last week. So Riley said to end it, that's what people want, so we won't be seeing Alex Riley for a long time, because that's what the people want. Heel turn?
I would say so.
Because I guess all the rage, he tried getting out all the rage and couldn't get the rage out, so now he has to turn heel because the fans weren't buying him, because no one was really buying him, because he talked a big game and then got his ass kicked twice.
Yep.
That's what happens. Talk a big game and then you get your ass kicked, and, well, things don't pay off for you. We then heard from Dana Brooke.
Joining me at this time is NXT Diva, Dana Brooke. Dana, you've really been on a roll since
I was born. You see, I'd allow myself to be interviewed more often, but with all these journalists, along with their questions, and, like your body, are, whack. And last night, I saw the new WWE Tap Out commercial, which, yeah, is pretty cool, but takes me back to whack. Ugh, Charlotte? Are you kidding me? They chose Charlotte over the Total Diva? I am way better than Charlotte, and especially when it comes to training. So the next time I see Charlotte, I will run circles around her and run her right out of NXT. Because the Total Diva has arrived. So deal with it.
So, what I'm basically going to say on this whole show, we now have three Divas programs. We have the feud between Bayley and Emma, Sasha and Becky, and now Dana and Charlotte.
I'm okay with this. I'm not sure I'm okay with Dana. This promo rubbed me the wrong way for mainly two reasons. One, it felt like she was doing Sasha Banks. It really, and I don't know if it's her voice and the way that she speaks. I don't know if it's the same kind of confidence that she has, you know, calling herself the Total Diva. It's like you could replace Total Diva with Boss, and it's essentially the same promo from both girls. So it's like, it feels like Dana's kind of doing Sasha, and it's like, eh, Sasha does it better.
A lot better.
A lot better. And also, I had an issue with the body shaming. Really, genuinely had an issue with that. Find another way for her to be a heel.
There you go.
That shouldn't be on TV. That shouldn't be a part of it. You shouldn't have the girls insulting one another like that. You just really shouldn't. That's not a good message to send to girls or women, especially when you're trying to build the Divas division and build it into something. That doesn't need to go in there.
Right. I agree.
Find another way. Moving on. And after Dana Brooke...
Tyler Breeze took on Hideo Itami. Finn Balor was at ringside.
Oh my god, these two kicked the crap out of each other.
There was a lot of feeling each other out early, stalling, etc. But they did kick the crap out of each other. Breeze continued to bail out to avoid Hideo's kicks. And I thought they were chanting something else, but they're apparently chanting Breeze's basics, so thankfully for that.
Right.
There was nice back and forth, each man gained control at different points. After Breeze being aggressive, Hideo made his comeback, running knee in the corner, and dropkick across the top rope. Before getting for the dropping him across the top rope, then hit the flank close on for a two count. Hideo went for the running kick. Breeze bailed out. Hideo went for the running kick. Breeze ducked. Got hit Balor. back in the ring, Breeze went for the beauty shot, and Tommy hit the running kick for the win. Your winner, Hideo Itami. Really good main event.
Great main event. Afterwards, we kind of saw a little stare down between Finn and Hideo.
And then Breeze went on attack. He attacked Itami after the match. Baylor made the save. As Baylor was helping Itami up, Breeze hit the supermodel kick on him. And then the beauty shot to Itami, building to the three-way, two-way, at the live special on the network.
Yep.
Good show. They've been better lately. There were a couple weeks where it was sort of just there. Now we're focused. They have an endpoint. Really, really good.
Great show. Great way to build take over. Love this. I need more divas in my life. I wish the divas were booked as well on the main roster as they are in NXT.
I would agree with you there.
But I say we take our final break of the evening.
Let's do it.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week. We're going to be doing SmackDown. And, well, we're going to be doing our pseudo question of the night, which is, should the girls get a ladder match? And, well, we're going to maybe talk about the E60 special if we have time, if I'm not too tired. And he's not too tired. And y'all are too tired. Because we don't want to do another 3-hour show, right?
Right.
So, all right, we'll have to see how it goes. But you're listening to The Rock right here on Wild Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Not around that long, doesn't care about the money. She could be with anybody, anybody ever.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back, and we are brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to take a little break, and we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on my space until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my line, 'cause I won't stop tweeting no more. No more, it cannot wait, I'm sure.
And then the following tweets are a lie because it didn't happen. And I have stuff stacked up from 2 weeks. Seamus, glad you got that off your Wax Sparrow chest at Heel Ziggler. Wear chapstick on Sunday when you kiss me Ars Hawk. Hashtag Extreme Rules.
To interject, I had one from WWE Creative who said, I want to be on Tough Enough so that someday I can compete in a Kiss Me Arse match. Hashtag kayfabe.
Oh, God. Seamus, on SmackDown tonight, watch those little ass kickers get ass kicked. Warning, this is not a One Direction concert. This is Sparta. Seamus, warning. Adjust TV and wear sunglasses as I expose my big white Irish arse at Extreme Rules.
Lies.
Lies. To the little arse kisser may cause blindness.
As documented last week on the special edition of The Rack, she was disappointed.
There was no ass. There was tasteful side cheek, but there was no ass. False advertising, y'all. Cesaro, just to clarify, I am not the new at McDonald's Hamburglar. Hashtag fact. McDonald's replied with, but if he starts grabbing more of our burgers, we might need you to neutralize him, in quotations. To which Cesaro replied, say the word and I'll swing by.
Because that is indeed a
fact. Yes. That's all I got.
Rockstar Spud, hashtag EC3 2015 equals a bag of dicks. Zeb Coulter, I was thinking about running a marathon this morning, but upon further review, I went back to bed and slept it off. Wait, the people. Big E was asked, if you could have another superstar diva join the New Day, who would it be and why? I would have, it's Bailey WWE for all the belly to bellies. Hashtag, it's in the bag. Freeman Booth. Naomi may have not won the Divas title, but at least her deal with LA Lights looks like it's lucrative. Hashtag, Extreme Rules. Those shoes. Those shoes. Let's see. There we go. Breaking news from Stephen Martin. Alanis Morissette said to join Lucha Underground. You know, response to, you know, Billy Corgan. Tom Austin? Austin? Something like that. Anyway, this is the dude from the Royals. Didn't see last night's episode, but heard there was no Jasper? Weird. So they obviously cut the sex scene with the Grand Duchess. Hashtag the Royals. That's where he was.
Well, he's hit every other girl in the family, so why not?
Right. Three Man Booth. You heard Baby Bo. You get Brother Bray. This isn't true. Keep it 5-star. The Underbreaker, Breaker, is here to defend his brother, the Big Bow Machine. Hashtag Raw. Heath Slater has a kick me sign on his back that only other WWE superstars can see, right? Yes he does. Keep it 5-star. Asking the fans to choose between Orton Reigns or both is like asking someone to choose KFC Taco Bell or KFC Taco Bell Combo Store. Hashtag Raw. Oh my god, Damian Sandow has turned into Moore from the X-Men. Fake job Madden. This is a bunch of from the draft. Report, Browns attempting to trade up to number 2 where they hope to ruin Marcus Mariota's life. That didn't happen. David Bixman, I'm pretty sure we just heard Vince get text from Michael Cole because someone played an alert of Cole saying, oh my, on the conference call. Anyway, ProWrestling.net replied, pretty sure that oh my is proof that Cole lives at the headquarters on his day off and serves as Vince's human cuckoo clock. Now here we go. Here's all the draft stuff. Chip Kelly, John Lamb, Chris. Chip Kelly cashes in Money in the Bank, pins Ken Whisenhunt, and picks Mariota second overall. Didn't happen. Kevin Cootie, breaking draft news. They have closed the doors at the NovaCare Auditorium. Feels much warmer without that breeze. Aaron Rodgers, the NFL draft, a train wreck of expert analysis and awkward hugs. Congrats to all of those who hear their name call tonight. Frank Caliendo, breaking news. Eagles offering two first rounders, third rounder, the Philadelphia 76ers, Rocky Balboa statue, and Liberty Bell for Marcus Mariota. Didn't happen. Chris Law, I hear the Birmingham Bolts and or the New Jersey Hitmen are interested in trading up to the number 2 with the Titans. Hashtag XFL. Mike Silski, source, to get Marcus Mariota, Eagles coach Chip Kelly has offered Titans Jeffrey Lurie, Mayor Nutter, and a 5-year supply of Tasty Cakes. Dave Lagana, the Eagles throw in the Liberty Bell, right to all soft pretzels, and Patty LaBelle to the Titans to get the number 2 pick. Again, didn't happen. Not SportsCenter. Chip Kelly is offering picks, players, drugs, money, children, unborn children, souls, whatever it takes to trade up to get Mariota. Again, it didn't happen. Jeff Mosher tweeted, I feel bad for Sam Bradford. The back of his jersey should read, not Mariota. This is a very good point. Hit the Ropes goes, I think Kane is auditioning for Magic Mike 3. He has been finding reasons to strip for the past few weeks now. Hashtag SmackDown. No comment on the stripping? Okay, cool.
Do you really want me to?
You know, you could. If you really want
Beyond Kane showing up randomly shirtless everywhere.
You know.
Except here. Someone would like to send me a random shirtless Kane to my front door. Very much appreciated.
I was going to say, you don't know if he was shirtless when we talked to him. He could have been.
He could have been. Dude, he could have been naked when we talked to him.
Sports Nation. About to go into the biggest fight of my life. But first, let's take a selfie. Hashtag Manny. EC3 goes, I've seen better matches with a guy's mother on a pole. Hashtag Maypack. Not Bill Watson. Floyd Mayweather won. In other news, grass is green, the daytime sky is blue, water's wet, and Chris Bosh is soft. These are all true. Taz, so Manny Pacquiao said he's going on vacation. I'm assuming it's not great adventure in Jersey. Keep it 5-star. John Cena, if you broke Sami Zayn, we will hate you forever. Renee Young, I don't want to talk myself out, John, but Jamie Noble should announce everything. Not SportsCenter. God, I hate you so much right now. God, she breaks my concentration. I was all focused on everything. God. Not SportsCenter. Floyd Mayweather will fight Manny Pacquiao after his surgery. Says Manny could use a few good hugs after going through an injury like that. That was an awful fight. Andrew Goldstein, probably why Tebow didn't work out in New England. He likes to throw a more inflated ball into the ground, 10 yards short of his receiver. And for honorable mentions, because, you know, we have to do honorable mentions on Tweet of the Week.
We do honorable mentions on Tweet of the Week?
Yes, when Kyle Edwards favorites my tweet.
Okay.
Right. Enjoy the first This Week's in WWE History with Kyle Edwards and WWE Graves. Totally with Corey. Hashtag the Stooges all the way. He replied, not much love for the hashtag Mean Tree Posse on social media for our WWE History debate on WWE Network. So yeah, shout out to him and shout out to Charlotte for favoring a tweet too.
Bam! Well done.
It's all Tweet of the Week.
Woohoo! So now...
We're gonna do our question of the night, or are we doing SmackDown first?
The boys are back together.
Repeat. The boys are back together.
And if you don't know who the boys are, it's Luke and Eric. They're getting back together, guys. We have no idea if they're gonna find Bray, but they're putting Luke and Eric back together. Thank God. They can finally, you know, go kill the tag division like they were supposed to.
I wanna see Cesaro and Kid versus the Wyatt boys.
Yahoo!
That'd be awesome.
I would be down for that.
Other than that, Dean Ambrose called dibs on the table.
That was amazing.
And
bless Dean's crazy heart.
And vintage Sin Cara showed up.
He botched a dive through the legs.
He did botch a dive through the legs.
No Kalistos were harmed in the botch.
No, almost. Almost was, but he was not harmed. Overall, decent episode of SmackDown. Bray Wyatt knows how to turn lights on and off. Distracts the Ryback.
He stole Taker's powers.
And one day Seth Rollins will piss off Kane completely. It's coming.
Oh, Kane is gonna kill Seth. It's gonna happen.
It's coming.
Somebody's gonna turn at Payback, but Kane's gonna lose his mind. Cause he's losing his control. And we all know Kane. Eventually, he's just gonna lose his shit. Like, that's gonna be it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much, like, brainwashing or whatever Bray Wyatt did to him to make him corporate, because I'm still convinced Bray's the one that made him corporate. Kane's just gonna lose it. He's just gonna go absolutely batshit crazy.
I cannot disagree.
And when that happens, I will be there with popcorn.
Yeah, yes, she will.
So now we talk about our question of the night. We're going to delay the E60 special for next week. So if you want to hear our review of the E60 special, unless we decide to do a Rack Extra about it, tune into it next week.
Yes.
Because we could do a Rack Extra.
Stay tuned.
We have to discuss.
Yeah.
We didn't honestly think about that till like
she said
right
it,
now.
Till it came out of her mouth.
Yeah. You know, the brain.
Anyway, let's talk about it. What's our question of the night?
Question of the night is, give Divas a ladder match. Should we give them one? What do the peoples have to say?
There are a couple people in favor, and there's one real big criticism of there isn't a big enough roster at the moment. I agree. Now, when we say give them a ladder match, we're talking about money in the bank. Giving them the opportunity to compete for their own briefcase. Which, to me, would be a unique idea to do, especially if you use women from NXT and the main roster and allow them the chance to do this type of match. Because it's all about giving Divas a chance, right? That's the whole motto. Well, if the men can do it, why can't the women? And that's something you advocate a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to see a Divas Money in the Bank. I would love to see a Divas Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, Hell in the Cell, cage matches, hardcore matches, you name it. Any kind of matches that the guys really get to do, I would love to see the girls get the same opportunity. I think giving them a Money in the Bank match, especially intermixing NXT Divas with WWE Divas, is a great, great plan. Because it gives them an exposure, it gives them a chance to do something they never get to do. And you can see the girls really take it to each other and see what they're really capable of, and it gives people a chance to shine in ways that they may not be able to otherwise. You know, it's a great way to do a debut for somebody.
It is, and the one other point that was made in favor of it was, well, if a diva gets on fire, they already get the title shot. Okay, that happens. But at the same point, it's the opportunity where you can have that unexpected Divas moment. Because you get it with the guys. You get it with a Seth Rollins or a Daniel Bryan or Dolph Ziggler or whoever. Whoever's been Money in the Bank, The Miz. Whoever's had it when they've cashed in and successfully won it. You get that moment. And with this whole movement of giving the Divas chance, give Divas a chance, rather, and giving them their own briefcase, would then once again put focus on the championship. And the reason why NXT is successful is because they put focus on the NXT championship, and it's all about competition. So having six women fight for the briefcase, I think would be a great stepping stone for them, and a great show of confidence in the division. If that's a good foul point.
I mean, I think, you know, to say that, well, you know, if they get over, they get the shot anyway. Well, to be fair, that happens with the guys too. So it happens less with the guys, but it still happens. You know, if she's going to get the shot, why not give her the briefcase and have her be able to take the shot whenever she wants it?
Let's go for example. Naomi. She keeps beating the bells and then gets screwed out of an opportunity. But what if she had a briefcase? What if she got the call of shots?
She could cash in whenever she wanted.
She would be able to get her much-deserved title shot whenever she wanted it, and it would be a fair opportunity, and she would hold the cards rather than the system playing her.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with the Divas division is it's really kind of undefined, and you don't really know who the number one contender is half the time. And granted, the men's title picture is very similar, but the men, you have a more defined idea because the girls get like one segment a week. That's it. That's all they get. So it's really difficult to keep up with the Divas because you're not sure who is doing what. Right now, there's only one main roster Divas feud right now.
Right, and we talked about like a few minutes ago in the NXT recap.
There's three women's feuds on a one-hour show every week. Please, for the love of God, whoever is booking NXT women, let them book the WWE Divas. I mean, it's, you know, it's something of, if you wanted to do, if you wanted to do the ladder match for the Money in the Bank in NXT, you could, because you have girls down there that could pull it off. If you wanted to just test it out and see. But I think the girls should be given every opportunity that the guys are given. Right. I mean, like I said, I would love to see a female Royal Rumble. I would love to see the winner of that Rumble get to challenge the winner at, or get to challenge the champion at WrestleMania. I think that'd be awesome. I'd love to see an all-female Elimination Chamber, to see them go in and kill each other. A female Hell in the Cell. A Survivor Series match. A legit Survivor Series match, not that fluff bullcrap. I mean, I would love to see the girls get equal opportunity. As a fan, that would mean a lot.
Now,
that would show confidence in the division.
Now, when breaking it down, who do you see fitting into the ladder match?
Oh, God.
Again, starting at the top, Naomi.
Absolutely, Naomi. I think you could throw Paige in there.
Paige would work well in there. I would say Brie probably would want to do it. Brie or Nikki would want to do it, but since Nikki's a champ, let's go with Brie. We'll go with a Bella. We'll solidify with a Bella would be involved. I would bring someone up like a Charlotte and put her in the match.
I would bring Charlotte or Becky up. Possibly both.
Sasha Banks would work. But, she's on the iffy stage, but I think she could handle it.
Natty
for me is tricky, but she's veteran enough to handle it, but I don't know if her style lends to a ladder match, but she would work fine.
Tamina would be
interesting.
Because she could do the crazy bumps.
She would be physical and be able to do things with ladder. After watching NXT tonight, I would be okay with Emma in the ladder match. Because of her physical nature of style.
Yeah.
But I think the girls, and you'd see the names of the girls we're mentioning who have more of a physical, aggressive style would work in this match because they have the more confidence. It's not to discount the Eva Maries or the Camerons or the other girls on the roster. It's just we have the girls who have the more experience and the more confidence in these certain types of situations probably handle the ladder match a lot better, at least in my opinion. I think Lindsay would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, at least if you're just going to test it, if you're just going to figure it out, you want to have people in there that know what they're doing. And that's not to say that Eva and Cameron and Alicia, because actually Alicia would probably be another really good contender. It's just, it's more styles than anything else. And who would be willing, just kind of based on character personality, to take those bumps and be in a ladder match, because they're tricky and they're difficult and they're painful.
Right.
And so it's, you have to have girls in there that are going to be able to handle that. And they're all tough. They're all amazing. And I'm not trying to discount anybody. It's just off the top of our heads, who we would want to see in the match.
Right. And we named 6 to 8 people who we could see off the top of our heads. And the match won't be like the guys' match. It wouldn't be like that because they were not going to put the girls at the risk like that. They're not going to do the crazy Dean Ambrose spot off the ladder. They're not going to do that sort of stuff. But they will use the ladder as a focal point. Hey, we got to get up the ladder. We got to get the belt. They will take their spots. They will do their damage. But it won't be crazy, crazy stupid bumps like Dean Ambrose does where he crashes through ladders. But I have confidence in the women now, especially a lot of the women in NXT, to pull off a type of match for the Divas, and I think it would be just like Lita and Trish were back in the day, how Lita and Victoria had the steel cage match and the hardcore matches with Trish Stratus and everything. This could be another stepping stone in taking the division in a different direction, a more competitive direction.
Yep, and I'm totally okay for that. Please, please make it happen. I would love to see the women brought back to where they were when I first started watching, to have the same level of respect, to not necessarily be just considered eye candy, but actually allowed to wrestle. Because for whatever reason, that company decided, oh, hey, we don't want the girls to wrestle anymore. We just want them to be tits and ass, and that's it. So I would love to see the girls get the opportunity to really show their stuff, because there are women on that roster that can out-wrestle the guys.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to. And that's the thing that just kills me, is it's like, you know, your next top star could be a girl, could be a woman, but you're not willing to entertain that idea because it has to be a man. What does your next top star have to be a man? Why can't it be a woman?
Very good point.
Just saying. But that's a whole different conversation.
For a different night and time.
Yeah, but I say we're done.
We are done. Thanks everyone for listening to another edition of The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. You can follow this show on Twitter at WTRTheRack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. You can go to YouTube.com/WTRTheRack, subscribe to the YouTube channel because you never know when The Rack Extra may pop up on there. Saturday night midnight edition of CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual, #BlameRob, CBRadioLive.com, CBRadioWTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas. It's weird, it's wacky, it's unusual. We play some games, music, movies, all that fun stuff. It's CB Radio. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, Tim Stein, Mace Omega, cover the week in pro wrestling, and they will preview WWE Payback. Monday night's Raw Post, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll cover everything that happens on the Go Home Edition of To Payback on Monday Night Raw. We will be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack Live. We're here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, 10 p.m. Eastern. We will be talking NXT and the TakeOver Unstoppable Special. We'll pick that show. We'll preview WWE Payback and so much more. It's back Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes, Rack Radio Show, or Wild Talk Radio Network. Under the Raw Microscope, not on the website just yet. It'll be on there tomorrow, hopefully. If not Saturday, it'll be up there. And we'll get back on track, WildTalkRadio.com, for all of that.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check out the show every Thursday night, unless I have to go drinking for work, 10 p.m. Eastern, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And of course, visit rackradioshow.com as well for all our awesome interviews, including the last one that we did with one Elijah Burke, where he tells us all about TNA, Django Unchained, and so much more. So you don't want to miss that. And also, you can't forget the sponsors, because I almost forgot them. PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. For Rock, I'm Lindsay. We're out. Everybody have a great Friday. And enjoy your weekend. Hope it's great weather. But till then, we'll see you next time. Bye.